The book of Deuteronomy, the law. Deuter in Greek means second. So they were given the law in on the mountain, and then 40 years later, when they're all done wandering in the wilderness, they had to read it the second time before they entered the land. In other words, the second reading of the law is not just to say the same words, but the same words in a new context. You're about to now enter the land after 40 years of being tested in the wilderness. As you know, everyone died in the generation that came out of Egypt because they murmured, because they griped, they complained. They were not happy. And they felt that God was unfair. How could he be unfair? Did you know that you can't keep the law? Try as you may. No one ever has. In fact, the law was never given to Israel. It was given to them so that they'd realize they couldn't keep the law. The only reason the law was given is so it'd be a contrast that the law is not Jesus Christ. That law cannot save you. That law of man, even though it came from God, is something you can't do. It actually was written for Jesus to keep for us, and then in us, and then through us, so that when men see your good works, unbelievers, they'll give glory to your Father in heaven. They won't glorify you because they know you didn't do it. Actually, Jesus did it on your behalf, in your stead, as a substitute. And so Jesus is perfect, and he just gave us a sample of his perfect sacrifice that he made based on Genesis 22, verse 7 and 8. Father, here's the wood, here's the fire, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? My son, God himself will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So that amazing promise was given through the covenant. Covenant is different than a contract. Contract is between two people. But a covenant is based on a promise that God made, and God, being perfect, is now demonstrating his love, his grace, his mercy toward all mankind. Not just Jewish people, not just Christian people, but that law was given so that we'd realize we can't keep the law. You can't be obligated to keep the law, so he did it for us. Since none of you can keep the law because you're not perfect, because there's still sin in your life. Even though he forgave your sins are still with you. So he forgave them, and you have a new heart. Now you have a perfect heart. That perfect heart wants to do the new law, but it cannot. So chair 4 up there is the picture that when we repent and say, God, I repent because sins are always with me. They're always with me. And even though you've forgiven them, they're imputed to me, and you count that as righteous. And even though I'm righteous in my heart, I still don't have a new body. I still don't have a new soul. My soul is not yet dead. I'm still tempted. How many know that an individual has two persons living inside of them? Every individual has two persons, one in heaven, one on earth. How many know the earth one is your flesh, which is still with you? Everyone here has a flesh. And every once in a while, you get angry. Every once in a while, you are jealous. Every once in a while, rage, and so on and so forth. So all those sins are impossible for you to ever take care of them. In fact, only God can be your Savior, can be your Lord, can be your bridegroom, can marry you, that can give you the eternal inheritance that God promised Abraham. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So since God has issued this call to us that says, I want you to be perfect. You cannot go to heaven even with one sin. One sin will keep you out. How many know that's probably not possible unless you're a pastor? That was a joke, of course. So all of us are totally alike. You cannot be perfect. But God, who loves you, who is gracious toward you, who is merciful toward you, wants to do it for you. Good Father, a good shepherd, someone that loves you without you doing anything for him, without you initiating anything. You don't have to initiate to have a merit, to have anything before God, for you are a zero.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, probably all of you didn't say amen to that. You are a zero, and you will always, forever, even in eternity, will be a zero. In other words, you were made out of nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Ex nihilo in the Latin. So since you were created by God as a nothing, because there was a time when you weren't, and since there's a time when you weren't, but there'll be a time for us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to live forever and ever and ever, world without end. And that's coming soon. It could come in our lifetime. I'm not saying when it is, because no man knows the day or the hour. We just know the season is close. He could come back in the younger ones among us. But maybe if I live to be 120, I could probably be here. But I don't know that I will be. And so I'm ready to die today. I'm ready to give up my biological life, but he's not really interested in my biological life. He's more interested in my psychological, myself. I have to die in chair 5. So chair 4 is forgiveness. It's imputed to you. You had nothing to do with it. In fact, you have nothing to do with anything up there. You're born in sin, all of sin and fallen short of the glory of God. You could be a hypocrite if you wish. I never was. I was just always rotten to the core. I was always selfish. I was always egocentric, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a few of you in here like that, like maybe 100%. Now, you can be religious all you want to, but religion, it's not necessarily a relationship with Jesus. What God wants is an intimate relationship with everybody so that he can talk to you every day and hear from you every day. That's your daily devotion. That's your daily walk with God. Some of you read your Bible every day. I do, because I'm a pastor. You have to. You'd be fired if you don't do that. So I have to do that. So I'm paid. And since there are 6 pastors in this church, they have to read the Bible or you're out. You have to read the Bible. Danny, you do that every day. And so I'm having fun. But the truth is, it's very serious, because God wants you, and I'm going to do something strange today, not starting in Deuteronomy. I'll do that later. But I want to do John 10, which is all about the shepherd, the good shepherd. And it's going to be related to John 15. But I actually could show that from John 10 onward, everything I could choose any chapter. They all say the same thing. So the first one is God is a shepherd. And Jesus identifies himself with the shepherd. And so the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world already acted 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
After 4,000 years of the world. Forget all those evolutionists and so on and so forth. Nonsense. God created the world for only 7 days, that is 7,000 years. And we've already passed, and we're in the 7,000th year right now. That's why I say we're in the last days. And so it could come at any times. But it can't come, it can't start until Israel is destroyed. Now, I need to explain that. When God destroys something, when he judges something, he always delivers the righteous. So there's not a nation on earth, because God is the God of the nations. He's the governor of all the nations of the world. Iran, Iraq, doesn't matter where you go. God is the governor. That means he has total control over everything that happens. Whether you know it or not, it's scriptural. So since he's in total control, that's why you can fret not because of evildoers, because they're everywhere. They're even inside of you. So if you'd only get rid of the sin that's in your life, the world would be a better place. So, again, as a pastor, you're exempt. So, Danny, you're all right. Don't worry about that. No, again, we're all equal. And so all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That would be in chair one, where we are open about it. Chair two is when you're a hypocrite. That means you are what you are not. You're trying to be something you can never be. So no one here can keep the law. In fact, the law was given only for Jesus Christ to keep for us, and then in us, and then through us. And since that's the case, that's good news, because you didn't do anything. You didn't create yourself. You didn't justify yourself. You didn't sanctify yourself. You can't glorify yourself. You can't do anything. You can't even say, Jesus, will you marry me? Because he first came to us and said, I want you to repent, that is, bless yourselves, to know I've already forgiven you. This happened not only in the Old Testament. He started his ministry out without any law. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, it's in my hand. It's in my right hand. So this kingdom affects this kingdom in his left hand. So these two kingdoms that God has created, every individual has two persons. One is in heaven, one is on the earth. But that's not true, because you would have to believe that Jesus Christ spoke the truth to you. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the door of the sheep, and I'm all these things. You'd have to believe that what Jesus said is that after you sin, you have mercy. After you sin, there's forgiveness. In fact, because the law was given, there is now no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So everyone in this room, I hope, and if you're not sure, you can come up afterward, but everyone here already believes that Jesus not only is God's Son, he's the Son of Man, the greatest both in heaven and on earth. Amen. No one is greater. He's unique and all-sufficient. Whatever you need, Jesus. Whatever you want, Jesus. Always turn to Jesus. That's why reading the Bible every day reminds you that all of those 66 books of the Bible are written so that you might believe. All of them. So everything that's written there is good news. The New Testament is called the Gospel, good news, because we're no longer under the Jewish law. Even the Jews cannot keep the Jewish law. And so he says to them, and he has to distinguish, he has to contrast the Jewish law, which can perfect no one. That you can find in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, the 12th chapter, I'm sorry, Hebrews, the 7th chapter, he said, and then the 12th verse. It says that when you change the high priest, it necessitates a change in the law. In other words, the law can no longer kill us. The law can no longer condemn anyone. You're not obligated to keep a law because Jesus has already kept the law. Amen. Now you're free. And so, as Jesus then goes about not only forgiving you for sin, chair four, but also then cleansing you from all unrighteousness. Wow. That would be powerful. But then he goes on in chair six. So now you're able to walk like Jesus, be like Jesus, but you can't be Jesus. You can't be God. So everyone here It's impossible. It's something you cannot do. It's immutable. It'll never change. So God will always be God, and you will always be his creature. But you might be a son. You might be adopted. You might be, you can be all kinds of things in Jesus' name, and they're all in the Bible. They're all in the Bible of who you are. So you are now the righteousness of God through chair four. So now you're righteous, but only in your heart. Not yet in their soul, and not yet in the body, until the second coming. So at the time of the second coming, after Israel is destroyed, only two-thirds, one-third escape. And they are, and you can read this in Malachi 3:3. They'll all be priests. And every tribe has a priest, or more priests, and so on and so forth. So that all these tribes are used to giving mercy to people that have broken the Mosaic Law. So the Mosaic Law was given to Moses, but Moses himself was a man of faith, and that's why he's in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And so since he's there, he obviously got into the Promised Land, even though he died and was buried, and no one can find his burial to this day. You cannot, because it's hidden. But so the Moses Law disappeared with Moses. So now all that's left, because Jesus said, your house is desolate. So your house is not able to fulfill what God demanded of you. Whatever God demands of you, he will supply. Whatever God demands of you in the Ten Commandments and all the other commandments, whatever he asks of you, he'll do it for you. And then he'll do it in you. And then he'll do it through you until you're perfected. That is the reason that he came to earth and no one else could do it, because he was sinless. You are full of sin. And so you have to get it out of your... The death is after life. You have in chair four, then you have death in chair five, that you die. In other words, you're not in charge of your life anymore. You're under a new management. And then six, you're actually walking by God to be like him. So are you clear on it so far? Now, I want to talk now about the Good Shepherd, because the first thing you have to know is before you do anything in chair six, you have to be dead to yourself. And that would mean that since you didn't forgive yourself, only God can forgive you, and he already has. So you have that perfectly. If any man in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. So if anyone is in Christ, and how do you get in Christ? You just hear the words. Faith cometh by hearing. So if you believe that Jesus Christ told the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, then you're a new creation. Kainakatesis in the Greek language, which means you are a creation not like your natural creation where everyone lives and dies. Because if you do one sin, will keep you out of heaven. So if you just did one sin, you can imagine why God wouldn't trust that to you to do, or the Jewish people to do. But he promised that in the Old Testament. It's not only promised, it's said over and over again. Nacham, Nacham. That is saying this. Nacham is like Nahum. It's like another word, meaning, let Israel, this is in the middle voice, let Israel, where the noun uses a verb that reflects back on the noun. So it's neither passive nor active. It's a middle voice. Let the noun have then this verb that reflects back on himself. Tell Israel her warfare is over. Her sins are forgiven. It's all finished. Because God knew from the beginning of time that's part of your heavenly nature. So now you were created by heaven to serve God. But only God can do that. Only God can give you a new heart and then a new soul and then a new body. Amen. So you depend upon God every day. Now, so when we read in this chapter 10, we'll read about the Good Shepherd. I'm not going to read all of it. It's a very long chapter. But truly, truly, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, that same is a thief and a robber. So, in other words, if Everyone that came before Jesus was a thief and a robber. Did you just hear what I just said? And the only way you could escape that, and there is a way to do it, is if you had faith in Jesus Christ. And Abraham saw Jesus' day. This was 2,000 years before Jesus. He had faith, and Jesus said, he saw my day, and he rejoiced. In other words, he knew there was a time coming when everyone would be part of the true religion, which is by faith alone. Scripture alone. Grace alone. Sola Scriptura. Sola Gratia. Solus Christus. All of these things say only Jesus can do what you have to do. And since he did it, it's a free gift. There's no one else that is a giver. No one. No one. No one. Even when you give a gift, that was actually Jesus giving that gift. You thought it was you, but it was actually Jesus because he's invisible. You know you can't see Jesus right now? You can't even see the Father. You can't even see the Holy Spirit. In other words, everything about the kingdom of God is invisible. The visible church are false. Every visible church, the only thing you have is this word. All you have is this written word. This written word only refers to the living word, which is Jesus. So the written word, you'll never know him without the written word. That's why the Textus Receptus of the Greek language and the Masoretic text of the Old Testament is so important to us, because all the truths are there. All the doctrines are there. And when Luther started the Reformation back in the 16th century, he had an experience with God where he actually didn't just make up a theology. He actually got it out of Scripture itself, because the Holy Spirit gave him experience one night while he was reading the Scripture, and he read these words, "The just shall live by faith." So to be just, and God wants justice in heaven and on earth to agree with one another. So the justice of heaven someday will be the justice in the new heaven and the new earth, but not now, it's partial. So when you do a good work right now by the Holy Spirit, it really was the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ that did that work, or Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit did that work, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit did that work. And so whatever is done, it's all done by God.
Amen.
In fact, I say, because the Bible says, only God is the only actor in the whole universe.
Amen.
And he will always be that way, not only in this world, but in the world to come.
Glory.
You'll understand that's why you're a zero. You're only a zero because you're not God.
Yeah.
And the reason why people don't like this message, and I know they don't, the reason that they don't is they don't want to die. They don't want to suffer in chair five. They didn't mind that Jesus died for them. Good, good, good. Jesus died for me. Now I can sin all I want. No. No, because the reason Jesus died for you was so that you would be rid of the law, which demands something of you. And God's the one that initiates everything. In the beginning, God. Bereshit bara Elohim. All of these things say God does everything. So when it says in the Bible, the, in the Greek language, it always means, always, without exception. Jesus is the way, and there could be no other. Only the Greek language is so explicit. So when it says the God, it's not indefinite article. It has to be the definite article. So when it says that Jesus is the Savior, there can be no other. Not Buddha, not Confucianism, not any other religion. They're all under laws. Ours is the only religion that's not under a law. There's no obligation for you to do anything for God. God doesn't want you to do anything. It's like a parent that has a little child, you don't want them to just do what they want to do. You don't trust them. And so the parent is, you know, it's cute what they do. But the point is, they could do something wrong. And so the parent has to be watching them, watching them, watching them all the time, at least for 20-some years. It takes a long time to raise children. You have a few children, don't you, Danny? Yeah.
Half a dozen.
Yeah, right. And so it's difficult. And so God designed it that way, that it takes a long time to grow up. Otherwise, you'd be a juvenile. So God doesn't want anyone to be a juvenile. He's actually made this thing over time, and promises are always over time. All promises are over time.
Yes.
I'll see you in an hour. There's time.
Yeah.
I'll see you in 5 minutes, or it could be 5,000 years, or it could be 7,000 years. All I'm saying is a promissory note from God, the Bible, that promissory note takes time so that he has to get rid of your sin, get rid of your sin, get rid of your sin. So he forgave the sin, chair 4. Now he has to, not only that, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, chair 5, until you're dead.
Amen.
So you're born to die so that you can resurrect in chair 6 and then walk like a Christian ought to walk. So, but what he's doing is saying, but the way you do it is you don't. I do. And I'll do it for you. The good work I began in you, I will surely complete. So since God has made that promise, you cannot complete what God started.
That's right.
I know you think, well, I've started something and I'm going to complete it. That's great. But you just go to hell. I'm sorry. You cannot complete anything Jesus started.
That's right.
What he started was perfect. Perfect foundations, chair 4. And then he builds you as the building. This building is not God's building. This is not sacred space. This is just a building. We just use it. It's all. We don't own it. We don't do anything. We just use it. And so God allows that, and that's why he'll make a way when there is no way. Whatever God says, he's going to back up.
Amen. Yep.
So if God says, I want you to be perfect, chair 6, so that you can be the bride without spot, without wrinkle, without any such blemish or stain or iniquity or anything. There can't be one spot, one wrinkle, one anything. Everything in you has to glorify God and show God and display God and manifest God in all you say and do. Could you say amen?
Amen.
See, that's exciting. But since you don't do it,
yes.
All you can do, this is all you can do in your whole worship. Thank you. All you can do, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, enter his courts with praise. And then finally, in the Holy of Holies, you're actually walking like God. And people see that and they glorify your Father in heaven. Because there's only one God and there's not two. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one God, the Godhead. In the Bible, in the Greek language, in the New Testament, when it explains it, it will say, Theototes. Theototes means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because they always agree, whereas all the other gods disagree. Whether there's 1, 2, or 5 billion doesn't make any difference. How many gods you have, they never agree. All the other gods are man-made. In other words, they're not gods at all. So since they have no meaning at all, the Muslim religion, they want to have world domination and, you know, the Chinese want to dominate the currencies and so on. So it doesn't make any difference. Fret not because of that. Don't even worry about it. They're all in God's hand. He's the only actor in the universe. If he wants China to go down, she'll go down. If he wants the stock market to go up and so on. He's not even interested in that. He's only interested in one thing, you and I. He's only interested in just if he had a church. Because there could be, let's say, 5,000 people here. Well, you can't fit us into this building. Okay. There could be 250 people in this room. But actually, God does not trust that 250 people can fit in this room. So, but we could do it, but you'd have to have two chairs and so on. But we've had that many people in here.
Yes.
So I know it's possible. But everybody be squeezed. You just be squeezed like that. And we squeeze each other enough. So we don't need that. So you have to realize that God wants you to know you have a good shepherd. And this shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. And this shepherd knows every sheep by name. I don't know if you know this about sheep. If you have sheep, you have a certain noise that you make. You know, you just yell out something. And all the lambs know that voice. He knows everyone by their name. And they have names for them. They can have 1,000 sheep. But they know that one. That's my mom calling out or whatever. They know that. They can actually hear. And so they all have different sounds, just like the different denominations that we have. But so we're not all equal because some teach things that are not true. You want a pastor that's dead to himself. You want a pastor that has no second agenda, just to know Jesus. 17:3. This is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So I don't have two agendas. I don't have my own agenda plus Jesus' agenda. And he wants to kill off all of that. And he's doing it, but it's only partial. So every time you make a gain, you didn't really make a gain. Jesus kept his word. That's all. And Jesus said, the good work I began in you, I will surely complete. You can just trust Jesus to surely complete what he started. If he started it, he'll finish it. So there's no possibility for Jesus not to keep every word that's in that Bible. That's why I read the Bible every day. Because the Bible is full of blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings and gifts and gifts and gifts. Everything is free. There is no law to tell me if you disobey this law, you'll be cursed. It's gone. Because he already blessed Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That is the black people, the white people, and so on and so forth. They're not racist. They're just people with different skin colors. But we're all one family. They're all the three sons of Noah. Those three sons of Noah, that means he's going to bless the Jewish people. He's going to bless also the Caucasian people. He's going to also bless the people that are black, so on. They're not. That's just skin color. That has nothing to do with people. They're all brothers. Don't think about that, because there's nothing to think about. You just know this. When God said, and in you, Abraham, you will bless all the families of this earth. He came after Noah. And so those three families is all he has to do. And everybody here is part of one of those families, if not two of those families, if not three of those families. Doesn't make any difference. So when you think about how can those two people get along? Well, nobody gets along with anybody. So it'd take a miracle to make it through life. Yeah. To actually survive a family, you'd have to be, you know, a survivor. And so God has rigged it so that it doesn't work without God. The whole world doesn't work without God. God could end the world in any day, but he didn't. He actually wants every family of the earth to be blessed. And once God has blessed you, you cannot be cursed. Because God is the same yesterday and today and forever. Isn't that amazing? So he can never change his mind. Once he says, I love you, he can't say, oh, no, today I don't. Because of what you just did. He can't say that. And so God has never then destroyed anybody. You may not know that. Because not only is he good, Tov in the Hebrew. Not only is he gracious, Hanan in the Hebrew. But he also is merciful, chesed, in the Hebrew. So because God is like that, that's the one God you want. And Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I'm the one that came. And if you behold me at all times, you'll never fail. But he that entereth by another door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them. How many know God always precedes you? Always precedes you. Because he's forever and ever and ever, world without end. God's eternity he wants to give to everybody that he meets. The only reason he sent Jesus to earth, because Jesus always pleases the Father. He sent Jesus, you're going to go down. And they'll kill you, by the way. And you don't worry, because I'll send you to the Jewish people and they will make sure you're dead. So then Jesus came down to his own, and his own didn't acknowledge him, didn't want him. But a few did. So you see, when God judges something, he always delivers. So there's always good people and there's always bad people. The good people are those that say God is good. Did you know that God is good?
Yes.
Yeah, he's always good. And that's because his mercy endures forever. Yes. And so since God is always good, he can't do anything evil toward anybody at any time. Yes. He cannot suddenly turn on you and give you the wrath. The only wrath was given, and it's on Jesus Christ, and it eliminates it for everybody.
That's right.
So all the wrath went on Jesus Christ. He was died. He only reason he became five was so that he could die. if you're not son of man, you can't die. So he had to become a man. So he was the word of God, Hologos, who became a man and dwelt among us. So that is, this is the only Savior, the only Lord, and the only bridegroom in the whole universe. So God has now given us in the last days, we're in the last days right now, he's given us the privilege of being able to suffer for him.
All right.
I got about four hallelujahs. Okay, you can now suffer for him, because if you're not suffering for him in chair 5, you will not be glorified in chair 6. So these gradations are a process, and this process is going on. So you're going to see right here, I'm focusing not on you, I'm focusing on Jesus. Get a new picture of God, you get a new picture of yourself.
That's right.
If you understand who God is, if you understand who God is, you won't do good works for God, because you realize he's a merciful God.
Yes.
Whatever the law says, Jesus did it.
Yes.
Whatever the law says, it's over. And Jesus then ended the Jewish nation at that time. And so they were the people of God. They were his people. And he hasn't forgotten that the Jewish people will survive through the priesthood.
Yes.
And you get a new priest. Jesus Christ is our now high priest. Then when he comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he will then have vengeance for the wicked, but for the righteous, deliverance. You'll never perish. There is there now no condemnation. And in the Greek, when it says no, it doesn't start out, there is therefore now. It starts out, no condemnation. That's how it starts out. In the Greek, that's called the emphasis. So that emphatic thing is, there's no condemnation. Forget all the there is therefore now. But it's true. So that they say that so you can read it in English. There is therefore now no condemnation. But it just starts out with no. In other words, that's done. That's done forever. That's eternal. So you can never be rejected by God.
Thank you.
Could I have a few more amens? Because that's pretty exciting. So no one can ever condemn you. It's perfect.
Yeah.
That's why if you ask me, how are you? I always say perfect. Always. I don't do that. I don't ever gripe and complain. I'm happy all the time. Even in my sleep, I'm happy. Did you know God can speak to you every day? I mean, most people think if I just had one in a lifetime, that'd be good. Yeah. But actually, he can speak to you every day.
That's right.
And that's what he wants. Servants who are zeros. You have to be humble, a zero, in order to get God to then speak to you. You don't do that to get him to speak to you. It's just humble. But you don't make yourself humble. He humbles you. So you don't have to worry about that, because Jesus does that too. But humble is, you know how you get humble? It's easy. Faith. All you have to do is faith. If you have faith in someone other than yourself, you don't have faith in yourself. You have faith in someone else in heaven.
That's right.
And that someone else in heaven was Jesus Christ. And when he came down, he did everything you were supposed to do. And now you don't have to do it, because he did it for you. And now he's doing it in you, and he's cleansing you partially. But someday, donum, if this gift, donum means gift, if this gift of God is given to you, but it's only partial, then it's something that you can't even imagine in this world to have heaven on earth, unless you're part of the church.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I just said? You have to be part of the church. But the church is not a building. It's not even a people. It's just only those people that have trust in God as their Savior and the Lord and the bridegroom and everything.
Amen.
He's everything for you. You can't do anything to do what only God can do. How can you do what only God can do? You cannot. So you're a hypocrite. You're back to chair 2. If you're a hypocrite, you don't want to be a hypocrite, because you can't do what you can't do. You can only do what you can do. What can you do? Nothing. Apart from me, you can do?
Nothing.
I mean, that's clear. Is that not clear?
Yeah.
You're not a good person.
Amen.
God is good, and if you're married to God, all of his goodness is for you, because he lives in your heart. So it's a heart to heart. So Jesus says, this is the one that lays down his life for me so that I can live forever and ever, never, 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 never. World without end. It'll never end. In fact, you'll be a priest and a king forever and ever and ever, just like Jesus is. So you look at Jesus and beholding him, you're changed until you're like him, but you're not him. You're just like him, but you're not him because he did it. He is the one that justified you, sanctified you, glorified you, marries you, gives you the internal inheritance. He gives you everything. Now you're going to inherit. Servants don't inherit. So Moses was a servant of the Lord, but he doesn't inherit the house. He just was a servant who was faithful in serving, and he told them what you had to do, and they tried to do it, and they couldn't do it. So the Jewish people say something like this, are you keeping Torah? And another Jewish person, you have to be Orthodox Jewish, well, I had bacon last week, but I went to a conference, and so it doesn't make any difference what you say. Nobody can be perfect. That's one thing you can't be. Only God is perfect. And that's why he's the perfect sacrifice. His blood, your blood, if you died, it wouldn't help anybody. It'd be a pain, really. You know, you don't need to die. Just go ahead and stay alive and pay your tithes. No, I just threw that in. There's no laws. You realize the law is gone. So you can do whatever you want to do. Why? Because God loves you. And God loves everybody. There's nobody that he hates. He doesn't have any hatred in him. He's not an angry judge. He will be the judge. But Jesus Christ is the one that's worthy to be the judge. And you know what he's going to judge you by? His work for you.
Amen.
He will never judge you by your work. Your work is not perfect. And it never will be. And it never will be. And it never will be. And it never will be.
No.
So your works don't work. So not working is good. You want to be on the dole. You know, you want to be, let Jesus do it all. He is really good. And if he lives in you, he influences you indirectly without force. No one makes God love you. That's just his nature.
Amen.
That's just his character. That's just his purpose, is to love everybody. Even the wicked, if they go to hell, they go to hell on their own cognizance. They don't go to hell because of their behavior. They go to hell because they didn't believe that after they did their bad behavior, they didn't ask for forgiveness from God. And that's what Jesus came to do. Say, I already forgive anybody. You hear my words, you just believe them, boom, you have eternal life.
Thank you.
And then I'll finish everything else. So God not only starts a thing, he is the Alpha and the Omega. And he's the way. And he's everything. And he is my all in all. I surrender all. That's really an exhortation because that's who you are in Christ. That's not really that you surrender all, because your flesh won't surrender anything. So I said to you, an individual has two persons, one in heaven and one on earth. So on earth, you still see it's partial. You haven't gotten rid of all sin yet. You can't. Only Jesus does it.
That's right.
And he's taking his time. So it keeps you humble every day, because even though you're a Christian, you do unchristian things. How many know that even this morning, you might have done something before you came to church, of course. You might have done something wrong. And you might have, you know, had someone next to you and you just couldn't do it. How many know that? That happens. It just does. It just does. And you be judging people. And there can be members of your own family. Did you know families don't get along? Because why? Because just don't worry about it. Just forgive them and just do what God said for you to do. Nothing. If you do nothing and just read his word, faith cometh by hearing, boom. Not by understanding. I didn't understand what you meant. You don't need to understand it. Just read it. Just read the Bible every day. And you can do it. You can do it forever. I have to because I'm a pastor. But you don't have to. You can just do whatever you want to do. He's not mad at you, never been mad at you, and never will be mad at you. He's a loving father, and the only loving father you ever need. Walter's not the perfect father. Is that true? Did you figure that out? Yeah. Kind of obvious.
Yeah.
But he's the perfect father for you, God says. Since he's the perfect father and perfect mother, you don't have to worry about that because God just settles that. He says, no, whatever he did, I already forgave. When he died, all his sins died. He can divide between the sinner and the sinner. He hates sin, but he loves the sinner. He hates sin, but he unconditionally loves the sinner. Doesn't care what you've done, when you did it, how you did it. He doesn't care. He only cares about one thing, your heart. If your heart says, my heart, that sword goes all the way through the body, all the way through the soul, all the way into the heart itself. It's the only gospel in the whole world. No other religion does this. You cannot have a new heart from Judaism. You cannot have a new heart from anything else. It's just lip service. It's just simply outward behavior, faking everybody else. And people have a public face, you know, how you want to look good and have friends and so on and so forth. You don't have any friends. What a friend we have in Jesus. That's it. He's your only friend. He is your only friend. So don't pray for a good husband. Don't pray for any of that. It's not going to happen. There'll be a sinner. Did you know sinners actually marry sinners?
Oh, yeah.
So you have double sin. That's two sins right there. And so families don't make it. But so the good thing is just turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
He's really good. And he can keep a family together. So, you know, all of my kids and grandkids and so on, they're awesome. Why? Because I leave them alone. I don't do anything. And if I do it, it's going to be secret. It's going to be something just between me and God. And so I've provided for all of them, but they don't know anything because they don't know because they haven't told them. But I did everything so that if I die, it's a non-event. I don't want it to be an event like, oh, he's dead. Good. Just rejoice. Yay, he's dead. Hallelujah. No more of that nonsense-y preaching all the time. But all I do is tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which is Scripture. That's all I do. You don't have to understand it. I don't expect anyone to understand it and like it. You have an ego. You're part of this world, and you can't say I'm not. You are.
That's right.
You want everything the Gentiles seek. But you know what the Bible says? You want everything they do? Don't worry about that. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'll give you everything else as a free gift. So if you just simply put your eyes on Jesus, you get everything else. All you've got to do is nothing. And you do nothing, and God likes nothings. Who then repent and say, I'm going to comfort myself because Jesus is good, and he's gracious, and he's kind, and he's loving. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. All of those things are awesome. But he gives those from heaven. They're not earth things. None of those things are from earth. Everything on earth is heaven. Everything good is heaven.
Amen.
So what you did, which is good, Jesus did that. So he's keeping us right now as a nation.
Thank you.
We're split down the middle. We don't like each other.
Yeah.
And we don't even like our families. And we don't even like ourselves. So, you know, that's nothing new, nothing interesting. What is interesting is Jesus loves everybody.
That's right.
And he wants everyone, and he will have his way. He wants everyone to get along with everyone. But that'll be another world. That's not this world. You understand that? That's not this world. This world, it's only partial. But someday it'll be donum totum. Total. When Jesus comes back, the totem has started right then. Because now you are in heaven. As soon as he comes down, you go up. You're going to meet him in the air. So when he does that. So this shepherd shapes your life right now. Forget then. That's the future. Your life is changed little by little by little by little. And so let it be, because you have no power to even change it. You can't even add one, you know, inch to your stature. You are what you are, what you are.
Amen.
But love yourself. Love your ears. Love your eyes. You know, love your body. Love everything. Why? Because God created you.
Amen.
And he has a destiny for everybody here. And he has gifts and so on and so forth. Let him do that, because I can't even think about it. You know, he knows the hair on your head. The only way I know is do a shower, and then I can see it right there. How many hairs did I lose today? You know, you can see, but he has them numbered. I got the number up here. So I can't even think like that. I can't even imagine that. But God is a gracious God. And by the way, he has a sense of humor.
He does.
Because if he can put up with us, you know, he can put up with anything. Yeah. But if he loves you just the way you are, and he has this incredible sense of humor. I want to give you one.
Yeah.
And once he said, you swallow camels and you strain out gnats. That's funny. Don't you think that's funny? I mean, that's funny. Because you think your religion is swallowing and you're swallowing camels all the time. And then you're straightening out the gnats.
I don't understand.
He had another one where he had a cloth and it rips and you put a new thing on it and then it rains. And then it rips the whole thing. And another one where you put the new wine in the old wineskin. You know, like that. And you put that and it'll destroy both the wineskin. And now it's not useful for anything. And the wine itself. So you've lost everything. That's funny about man. Don't you think God is laughing upstairs? Do you think God laughs?
Yes.
You know, he holds them in a derision. I mean, you know, he's like, look at these people. They think they're doing something. They're not doing anything. My son did it all.
Whoa.
Remember Jesus on the cross? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So nobody knows what God knows. You can't. You can study forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll still not learn anything about him. He is the good shepherd. And he lays down the life for his sheep. And he says to you, I am, that's always God. I am a good shepherd. Now, you know, if you're a Christian, you can say I am. Because it says you are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are the dwelling place of the living God. You are the overcomer. He says all those things of you are, you can say I am. I am. So you can say, I am a Christian. I am beloved of God. Because all that's true. So everything is going your way. This is going to be a great year. Not because it's any different than any other year. It's just a great year because it's closer to the day of his return. And everything will be perfect and you'll be ready. Because you're hearing the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And you know, if you know the truth, you're a disciple. Chair 5. If you're a disciple, you'll be like the master. So you'll have a spirit, soul, body. 4, 5, 6, and 7, and 8, and so on. It keeps going. So all of that is because you're going to be here forever and ever and ever and ever, but it'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
Thank you.
So everything, I wish I could explain everything in you, but I want to end with this idea. In the Greek language, they have these words. And I just wrote down two of them. Can you see these two words? Ego, which is the first three letters. A-E-G-O. Ego means I. Okay? And then this one says poieso. Poieso. Poi is the word for doing something. So here's what Jesus says. Whenever you do something, you didn't do it. Whenever you do something. Because he said these words. I will do it.
Wow.
That's a promise. So whatever you have to do, God will do it.
Thank you.
That's a good father. That's a good shepherd. That's a good God. You want that kind of God that does everything you're supposed to do. He doesn't want you to do it. He wants to do it for you. And then in you. And then through you. So when you pray to God and magnify his name, then Jesus does it and gives you all the credit. In other words, you get the blessing. He only gets the burden. But he loves the burden. For God, it's not burdensome. It's easy for God to do what's hard for you to do because you can't. So since you say something like this, God, I can't. That's the most wonderful thing you could ever say to God. God, I just can't do what you want me to do. Little kids are like that. I can't do that. I can't make my bed like you made it. So little kids don't know how to make their bed unless you teach them, right? But they love it when the mother says, oh, go out and play. I'll make it. That's a good mother. That's a very good mother, you know. But Al is outside. Can I go out and play? No, you clean your room first. Well, that would be hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours. He's there. He's right out there. You know. And so God is so good that he just does it for you because he knows you can't do what you can't do. So how many know that you're a nothing? Isn't it exciting to be a nothing? Because when you're a nothing, then God does everything for you because you can't do it. Because that's how much when he created you, you will be the servant God wanted. But it's because Christ in you does it all. So it's good to start now. It's good to start now. So before you leave today, you need to love mother and father even more than you have. And you can actually say words like that. I love you just the way you are. You don't even have to change. Be exactly what you are. I don't have any rules for you because God doesn't have any rules for me. So therefore, we're all one family. That's how you become a family. Who is blind but my servant? It's in the Old Testament. If you're blind, you start with Isaiah 42 and 43 and just keep going. It's always this, who's the servant who can't see anything? So you just shut your eyes. God, I didn't see your sin. Or wife, I didn't see your sin. Or husband, I didn't see your sin. That's the way to do it. That's called for forgiveness. Just forgive the sin. If they owe you something, said, write it off. Right? And if you give like that, if you do it, because it's in the law, you just do it, but you do it voluntarily. You don't do it griping and complaining and murmuring. So everything in the world, it's set up so that you'll gripe and complain in your other self, the other existence you have on this world. But in the heavenly one, we can start and it'll soon gobble up the earthly one until all that's left is heaven. I'm in heaven. How many are in heaven? You're already in heaven. This happened before there even was a world. God already finished the whole world. There's no time and space in heaven. So when God says something, it's right there. The minute he says it, boom, it's over. No time. Because there's no time in heaven. There's only time on earth. There's no space in heaven. Wherever God is, that's heaven. So God wants you to be happy every minute of every second of every day because Jesus did it all. Okay, who has a testimony? Who has a testimony? Just hallelujah is good enough. Yeah, that's good news. I like that because I don't have to do anything. I think this is the only church you can do that in, and I don't know if the other churches teach this. I don't blame them for not because they want you to do stuff. But we don't want anyone to do anything. And whatever you do, make sure Jesus said you can do it. And even if you didn't, he'd forgive you anyway. You know what? God is good. This is what will change the world because it's the only thing that reaches the heart. Be yourself. Let God be God and you be you. And God has taken you into his bosom and said, I love you and I love Jesus the same. I don't love Jesus more than you. I love Jesus the same as I love you. Wow. Because you're going to be the wife. You're going to be the wife. And so God has fixed this up so that when you do anything in his name, that's all he has to see, I will do it. In other words, you're in intimate relationship with Jesus because you're going to be married to him someday. And when you're married to him, you have to be blind to anything he doesn't do. But he does everything, so you don't have to be blind. You actually can see it. Today we do it by faith. Tomorrow we'll do it by sight. Today we do it by faith. Tomorrow we'll be doing it by sight. You'll actually see the Lord in the land of the living. I hope you're blessed today.
Amen.
Anyone else want to say anything, do anything? You can just make it up. Yes, Tommy.
Just summarize everything you teach today in a most unbelievable way. From the time you're a sinner all the way to you're spot and wrinkle, going to heaven, no condemnation, can walk in true humility because you don't do any of it.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous message.
Yeah. And it's not fair to teach that, you know. But I like to do what's not fair. No, God is not fair. He's just. He's not fair. He's just. Because he put everything on Jesus. All that wrath, everything was on Jesus. And all you have to do is believe that. Amen. All you have to do is do nothing. Just do nothing. Just take it. Just enjoy it today. And you can actually have heaven on earth today. Amen. Right now. Amen. So bless someone before you go. Anyone else wanted to say anything? Yes.
I do nothing good.
Yes.
And God is good.
Perfect. Amen. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Who else? Who else? Amen.
Amen.
Woo! That's pretty powerful. Amen. Who else? Who else? I like testimonies. Yeah.
I have a towel home.
Always. Yeah. It's powerful. Sweet. We Christians should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. You already are. I'm just exhorting you. Be yourself.
Yeah.
You're already happy. With this gospel, you're already happy.
Myself.
Right. It's the exchange life. It's the true exchange life where Jesus exchanged his life for yours. He died. You don't have to die. He's happy. You don't have to be miserable. None of those curses will ever fall on you. In the Old Testament, all those curses, Moses said it. Soon as he gave the Ten Commandments, the next day he said, I know you Jewish people. I know you. I've been with you all these 40 years. Your gripers and complainers and all that kind of stuff, stubborn and stiff-necked and so on. I know you, you're going to get all the curses. He said that. And you are going to get all the curses. And then he sinned also. And so God said, you're one of them. But then he also said, wait a minute, I'm going to make a prophecy. God is going to raise up another prophet. Listen to him. He's talking all the way to Jesus Christ. Saying, he read that one, listen to him. Because he's going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So he would have perished as a servant in the house. But now he's a son of God. And he showed up with Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration. And there he was. How did he get into the promised land? There he was. So everybody, even Cain, can make it. Anybody can make it. Not based on your behavior, based on your heart. Not worshiping God with half of your heart. Have a whole heart. He gave you a new heart. It's free. Amen. I have a new heart. So you can say to anybody, I love you. You can say to anybody, I love you. I love you just the way you are. I'm blind as a servant. I don't want to see it. I don't see any sin in you. That's a servant who actually doesn't see what the master is saying because he's the master. And Jesus is your master. But he's now become his servant. He serves you so you can serve others. He serves you so you can serve others. Now you're a servant. It's the same way I love my wife. I love my wife with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. How do I do it? By faith. But someday I'll see it. And when I see it, I'll go, I should have done this a long time ago. So I'm already starting now. I'm on the Head Start program. I'm already starting now to say, Peg, you're the best. Couldn't be any better. I don't want you to change. You're just perfect the way you are. And now she says back, you're a perfect husband too. Now, I don't know why. I don't know where she picked that up. She shouldn't have. Yeah, that. I tricked her. I must have tricked her. Dolores, you're perfect. Amen. I love it. All right. God is good.
God is good.
Okay. Clay, pray. Amen. Amen.